Hi there, my name's Graham Holland and I'd like to welcome you to the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 100. Yes, I suppose maybe there should be a drum roll there or something, but I haven't got the special effect ready, so we're going to go without a drum roll. This show that started back in May 2008, just as a monthly show featuring one artist each month and playing four of their tracks and reading out the blurb and the biography information. And since then it's expanded to cover the musicians playing at all live shows and the extra shows as well, and I really enjoy putting them together, and I hope you enjoy listening to the music on them as well. And it is Spotlight number 100, so we're celebrating. We're celebrating with Celebrating Subversion, the anti-capitalist roadshow, because in this show I'm going to be playing you tracks from the artists that are playing at the next Liverpool Acoustic event, which is on Saturday the 19th of October 2013 at Sefton Park Palmhouse, and it is the return of Celebrating Subversion, the anti-capitalist roadshow. And this year the lineup is confirmed as Leon Rosselson, Roy Bailey, Frankie Armstrong, Reem Kalani and Jim Woodland. And in a time-honoured fashion, I'm going to play you one track from each of those artists and tell you a little bit about them. Before I do that, just back to the show that they're playing at. It is at the Palm House, where the show took place last year. It's on Saturday the 19th of October. Doors open at 7 o'clock. And the music starts at 7:30. The tickets are £10 in advance from wegottickets.com/Liverpool Acoustic or in person from News From Nowhere on Ball Street. £10 in advance, and that's the full price, and £6 for unwaged. And that's the only concession that we're offering is £6 for unwaged. And that's about it. As I said, a fantastic lineup. I'm going to play you one song from each of these, but I'm going to start off with a song by someone who played for us last year when the show came to town. That's Rob Johnson, and he sings a song which is on the double album from which all of these songs are taken, and the double album is called Celebrating Subversion, the Anti-Capitalist Roadshow. And there's music from all of the members of the Roadshow Collective. And this is a song we'll start off with, it because it's a good song for starting the show, because it's got Rob Johnson singing the main part of it. He's got the rest of the cast as a supporting cast singing backup vocals and singing the chorus as well. So a great way to start the show. This is Rob Johnson, and Be Reasonable.
The homeless in Buckingham Palace. Start at the bottom, work down to the top. Stop the city, rebuild the forest, cancel the rent, nick all the cops.
Be reasonable and demand the impossible now. Be reasonable and demand the impossible now.
Turn all the motorways into canals. Close all the older masters down. All differences equal. Systems for people, not the other way around.
Be reasonable and demand the impossible now. Be reasonable and demand the impossible now.
We'll spring all the animals and vote for the clowns in the circus bourgeoisie, where the rich sing the blues till their trousers fall down. Then we'll give you the price of a nice cup of tea.
Be reasonable and demand the impossible now. Be reasonable and demand the impossible now.
Grow gardens and hospitals on every street, sunflowers, playgrounds and schools, where you do what you like, cause you like what you do, and we'll stop the war once and for all.
Be reasonable and demand the impossible now. Be reasonable and demand the impossible now.
No master, no landlord, no flag, no guru, no gallant and no commissar. Just justice and poetry, jab on it too. When I ask who's in charge here, we all say
we are. Be reasonable and demand the impossible now. Be reasonable and demand the impossible now.
No master, no landlord, no flag, no guru, no gallant and no commissar. Just justice and poetry, and jab on it too. When I ask who's in charge here, we all say
we are. Be reasonable and demand the impossible now. Be reasonable and demand the impossible now.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi. Oh, that was Rob Johnson and Be Reasonable with the cast backing them up. And as I said, that's available on Celebrating Subversion, the Anti-Capitalist Roadshow double album. And you can buy that from News From Nowhere on Bowl Street. Okay, first up, from the artists that are playing for us, we've got Leon Russellson. Leon was at the forefront of the 1960s folk revival as a member of the Galliards, and has survived more than five decades of songwriting, from That Was the Week That Was and the satire boom of the sparky 60s to the curdled present, evoking the spirit of the times through a song and story, with songs ranging from the lyrical to the satirical, from the personal to the political, from the humorous to the poignant. Over the years, Leon has worked alongside Martin Carthy, Roy Bailey, Frankie Armstrong, Dave Swarbrick and Rob Johnson, and his songs have been covered by Billy Bragg and the Oyster Band, Roy Bailey and Eliza Carthy. In addition to his life in music, Leon is also the author of 17 children's books. And Efroot's magazine said that he's a unique songwriter. I do not think there is anyone in the English-speaking world to touch him. The man is a songwriting colossus. Well, I totally, totally agree. You can find Leon at his website, leonrusselson.co.uk. So this is, as I said, from the Anti-Capitalist Roadshow double CD. This is Leon Russellson and Looters.
Criminality pure and simple, decent people all agree. Looting shops and burning buildings, didn't you watch it on TV? Cameras, sports bags, clothes, computers, mobile phones and branded shoes, flat screen TVs, PlayStations, cigarettes and bottles of booze. You smash up the shops and you get free stuff. It's all about the money nowadays, isn't it? The lower class is on the rampage, moral panic in the press. Beat them, birch them, hang them, shoot them. Looters deserve nothing less. But why the anger? Why the outrage? Why the demonising hate? Aren't they just following in the footsteps of those who made this country great? You smash up the shops and you get free stuff. It's all about the money nowadays. Isn't it? Francis Drake, now there's a looter plundering the Spanish Main, burning towns and looting treasures. Pride of England, scourge of Spain, was rewarded with a knighthood. Looters deserve nothing less, made himself a tidy fortune and lots of dosh for good Queen Bess. You smash up the shops and you get free stuff. It's all about the money nowadays. Get it? Clive and the East India Company, fattened on the spoils of war, taxed the peasants into famine, found India rich and left it poor. If the natives dared rebel, their imperial masters made them pay, tied them to the cannon's muzzle, blew them flesh and bones away. You smash up the shops and you get free stuff. It's all about the money nowadays. Innit? The brutish empire built on looting, grab the land and make the laws, then everything the land produces, coffee, diamonds, gold, is yours. So we got sugar, cotton, spices, rubber, tin, tobacco, tea, they got cricket and the Bible and the royal family. You smash up the shops and you get free stuff. It's all about the money nowadays. Innit? Take a look at how museums plundered treasures on display. That gold crown looted from Magdala, admire it at the V&A. The Rosetta Stone, the Elgin Marbles, Neil McGregor's Benin plaque, a history of the world in loot. Isn't it time we gave them back? You smash up the shops and you get free stuff. It's all about the money nowadays. Looting, a great British pastime. The upper classes loot by stealth. Bankers, tycoons, city gamblers siphon off the nation's wealth. Centuries of high-class looting, payback time is overdue. Hyde Park, Kensington and Knightsbridge, watch out, next time it could be you. You smash up the shops and you get free stuff. It's all about the money nowadays.
Yeah, I love that, innit? And that's just so typical of Leon's style. And that type of song just represents everything that the anti-capitalist roadshow is all about, celebrating subversion and taking a pot shot at the powers that be in whatever form they take. As mentioned in Leon's biography, well, once again you can hear him, or you can find him online at leonrosselson.co.uk. He has collaborated in the past with Roy Bailey, and Roy is joining us once again for the Anti-Capitalist Roadshow, because he's with us last year, and this year he's stepping in for Sandra Kerr, who unfortunately couldn't make it. And it's always good to see Roy back in Liverpool. He gets a really, really warm welcome. And Roy has been on the UK folk and acoustic scene for over 50 years as one of the scene's most loved and admired performers. From his early days performing skiffle in student union bars to his love of traditional songs and the story they tell, Roy has developed a unique repertoire of songs of dissent and hope, performing them on stages, TV and radio all over the world. In 2000 he was awarded an MBE for services to folk music, an award he later returned in protest of the government's foreign policy. Now approaching 78 years of age, Roy remains committed to his lifelong principles of equality, liberty, justice and internationalism, and is proud to be a member of the Anti-Capitalist Roadshow, along with many of this country's leading and respected socialist folk singers and songwriters. And Billy Bragg says he's as powerful as anything I've heard by The Clash. It was Roy's voice, the strength of it, and the compassion in it. And Mojo said Roy represents the very soul of folks' working class ideals. A triumphant homage to grassroots folk scene as a radical alternative to the mainstream music industry. You can find Roy at roybailey.net. So this is Roy Bailey and Bread and Roses.
We don't have our dreams. What do we live for? If we don't have our dreams, what did James Connolly die for? Look up, the sky is burning with blood the workers shed. We'll carry on the battle for roses and bread. Bread and roses. Roses and bread. We'll carry on the battle for roses and bread. He was born to organize. That's what Jack Jones lived for being a union man. That's what Joe Hill was killed for. Look up, the sky is burning with blood the workers shed. We'll carry on the battle for roses and bread. Bread and roses. Roses and bread. We'll carry on the battle for roses and bread. With dreams in solid steel, that's what Mandela lived for dreaming of what might be. That's what Allende died for. Look up, the sky is burning with blood the workers shed. We'll carry on the battle for roses and bread. Bread and roses. Roses and bread. We'll carry on the battle for roses and bread. Let's dream that dream of dreams of life without sorrow. And maybe our dreams we'll build a new tomorrow. Look up, the sky is burning with blood the workers shed. We'll carry on the battle for roses and bread. Bread and roses. Roses and bread. We'll carry on the battle for roses and bread. Bread and roses. Roses and bread. We'll carry on the battle for roses and bread.
Roy Bailey and Bread and Roses. And it was mentioned that Leon Russellson has worked with Roy Bailey and Frankie Armstrong on many of his past albums and CDs. And I'm delighted to say that Frankie is going to be joining us joining Roy and Leon on stage to sing some songs together. Now, Frankie, if you don't know about it, Frankie Armstrong has been singing professionally since 1964 and has 10 solo albums, plus an autobiography, As Far As the Eye Can Sing. She began her pioneering voice workshops in 1975 based on ethnic styles of singing, and has sung and run workshops all over Europe and North America and Australia. Frankie says, I'm so looking forward to being part of celebrating Subversion, the anti-capitalist roadshow in Liverpool, after sadly missing last year's show. All the concerts I've been part of in the past couple of years have been a real lift for our spirits, and we all need it. What a privilege to turn our frustrations, anger and aspirations into songs that can be stirring, satirical, hilarious, moving and beautiful in a great way, to not let the bastards get us down. To share with you in Liverpool is an exciting prospect. So we're looking forward to having Frankie with us. You can find her at frankiearmstrong.com, Frankie with a K-I-E, frankiearmstrong.com. You can find out all about her. So this is Frankie Armstrong and My Personal Revenge.
My personal revenge will be the rights of our children in the schools and in the gardens. My personal revenge will be to give you this song that has flourished without panic. My personal revenge will be to show you the kindness in the eyes of my people, who have always fought relentlessly in battle and been generous and firm in victory. My personal revenge will be to tell you good day on a street without beggars or homeless, and instead of jailing you, I suggest you shake away the sadness there that binds you. And when you, who have applied your hands in torture, are unable to look up at what's around you, my personal revenge will be to give you these hands that once you so mistreated, but have failed to take away their tenderness. It was the people who hated you the most when rage became the language of their song. And underneath the skin of this town today, the people's hearts rise up with pride. It was the people who hated you the most when rage became the language of their song. And underneath the skin of this town today, red and black, the people's hearts rise up with pride. Red and black, the people's hearts rise up with pride.
Right, next up, we've got Reem Kalani. Reem is a Manchester-born and Kuwait-raised Palestinian singer, musician and broadcaster. For the past decade, Reem has been working with some of the best British jazz musicians, introducing them to and training them in Arabic music. She has toured extensively with her band in the UK and internationally. Reem has also brought musicians together, extending her UK-based lineup on international tours to include musicians from Syria, Egypt, Iran, Turkey and Portugal. Following her acclaimed British Council tour in Syria in 2007, Reem's Anglo-Syrian band performed at Chabalar Festival, Latakia, in July 2009, in southeast Turkey in October 2009, and at the Asia Games in Guangzhou in November 2010, and at the World Music Shanghai in May 2011. Reem's profile in the Arabic and non-Arabic world continues to grow, all the more to her credit as an unsigned artist who has preserved her independence musically, spiritually and politically. You can find Reem at reemkelani.com, and Reem is R-E-E-M, reemkelani.com, and I'm really, really excited to be able to see Reem play live for the first time. So this is just a taste. This is Reem singing a Leon Russellson song. This is Song of the Olive Tree. Enjoy.
Father's father's father planted here, in this now broken earth, an olive tree. And as a child I sang to it my secrets, and as I grew I felt part of me.
Its branches gave me shelter from the sun, its grey green leaves shaded my young dreams. The fruit it bore was like a gift of hope. Of all the olive trees, I love this one.
The settlers came, they beat us black and blue. They said, next time we shoot you, understand. But still we dared to come, we had no choice. We came at night like thieves to our own land. Like ghosts we came, men, women, young and old,
to pick the crop as we have always done. For centuries we harvested in peace. The oil we pressed was sweet, precious as gold.
Now look, this is a cemetery for trees. Their great machines crushed hope into despair. They ripped the heart from every living tree, except for one, my tree they chose to spare.
They dug it up, they smuggled it away. This ancient tree, they saw it as a prize, for some Israeli rich enough to pay $5,000 worth
that's what they say.
Do you believe in ghosts? Last night I dreamed my father's father's father came to me. He took my hand and held it in his own and said, take heart, here is my olive tree.
And when I woke, it was a kind of birth, and in my hand I found an olive stone. And in the field where once my tree had been, a thousand shapes arose out of the earth. I saw their faces, women, children, men, and each hand held a perfect olive stone. And each heart held a vision of to come, when all our olive trees will rise again.
Okay, finally completing the lineup for the 19th of October, we've got Jim Woodland, who's returning, and it was lots of fun last year to have Jim with us, so it's good to see him back. Jim has published hundreds of songs. He started performing with a London punk band called Red Rinse in the 1970s. And was one of the very first buskers in Covent Garden, working as a Punch and Judy man. He was a member of the fabulous Salami Brothers in the 1980s and 90s, which mixed Jim's songs with street theatre, juggling, fire-eating and illusions of various kinds. Jim has worked as a songwriter for many years with Micron Theatre, which tours plays about English industrial history and heritage and current issues on the canals of the UK. You can find Jim at his website, which is jimwoodlandsongs.com. So this is Jim singing The Grapes of Wrath.
South is a castle high upon a hill, gazing down on the world below. In the north is a country laid low. In the country the hurt, the anger grows. In the castle the milk and honey flows. Oh, but as they sit round their great oak tables, will they sip their wine and laugh? Oh, no, no, no. They will taste the grapes of wrath. North is a garden, a flower in the dirt. The castle is a burden and a curse. They are squeezing out the vintage till it hurts. They are like lords and ladies of the universe. Oh, but as they sit round their great oak tables, will they sip their wine and laugh? Oh, no, no, no. They will taste the grapes of wrath. They will taste the grapes of wrath. sun is on the castle, shines like gold. The greedy in the castle feast their eyes. They are stealing all the sunlight from the skies, while the north is waiting for the moon to rise. In the shadow of the castle, the country groans, dreaming in the darkness where it lies. And as thunder rolls across a northern sky, behind a northern hill, the moon begins to rise. Oh, now as they sit round their great oak tables, will they sip their wine and laugh? Oh, no, no, no. They will taste the grapes of wrath. They will taste the grapes of wrath. They will taste the grapes of wrath. As the moon shines down across a northern land, one day the north will rise up at her command. And they will taste the grapes of wrath. Da-da. Grapes of da 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 da. Taste the grapes of da 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 da. They'll taste the grapes as they sit around their great oak tables. Will they sip their wine and laugh? Oh no, oh no. They'll taste the grapes of wrath. The grapes of da da.
And that there, would you believe, brings us to the end of show number 100 of the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight, and just leaves me time to remind you that all of the artists you heard on this show, Leon Russellson, Roy Bailey, Frankie Armstrong, Reem Kalani and Jim Woodland, are performing at the Celebrating Subversion, the Anti-Capitalist Roadshow on Saturday the 19th of October 2013. Doors open at 7 o'clock and the music starts at 7:30. It's at Sefton Park Palm House. Tickets are £10 full price or £6 unwaged. From wegottickets.com/Liverpool Acoustic and from News From Nowhere on Bowl Street. And if you pop into News From Nowhere, you'll be able to pick up a copy of the CD, the double CD, all the songs, including the opening track from Rob Johnson, came from. And that's it. I also need to say that this show is brought to you with some of our partners, and they are News From Nowhere, which you can find at newsfromnowhere.org.uk, and they can order you any book at all that is currently in print in the UK. So if you're looking to buy your books and you want to avoid the big A, then you can buy them from News From Nowhere, either in person on Ball Street or newsfromnowhere.org.uk. And also joining us are Radical Liverpool, our friends from RadicalLiverpool.com, and it's good to be joining forces with them once again. And that's it. If you get the chance, please support your local artists by joining their mailing list, liking their Facebook pages, following them on Twitter, leaving them comments, going to their gigs and buying their music direct from them where possible. The Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight is produced and presented by me, Graham Holland, grahamholland.co.uk, on behalf of the Liverpool Acoustic website at liverpoolacoustic.com. musicpodcasting@musicpodcasting.co.uk and is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. And the theme music is King of the Fairies by Andrew Ellis from his CD Midnight on the Water. That's it. I hope to see you at the Sefton Park Palm House on the 19th of October. Until the next show, Spotlight number 101. This is me, Graham Holland, saying take care and thanks for listening. Bye.